Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Come on, son.
Raphael on the track.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son. Yeah, come on, son. It's another Come On, Son, the podcast. I am here in the building with wife, mother, nurse, friend, all that. Fruit is in the building. What up, Fruit?
What's up?
We started out with a yer, because mm-hmm. that is a New York term right there.
Right.
That is
right.
So New York. And you know what I'm calling this? I'm calling this the So New York podcast, babe. Because okay. I'm going to tell you why. We're going to go on a little musical journey because can you say that everywhere has music that is so their city or their state?
Yeah.
Or their region? What would you say is so LA? A song right off the top of your head that you would say is so Los Angeles.
So Los Angeles?
Yeah.
It could be anything, right?
Yeah.
What is... okay. I have two.
All right, go ahead.
Too Short.
Which one?
What's that favorite word?
Bitch. Blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle.
Okay.
And I think...
Hold on. Play me a little bit of Too Short, Blow the Whistle, Cam.
I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump.
All right, thank you. Now what else?
And honey, anything E-40.
Anything by E-40.
E-40.
Like Sprinkle Me or something.
Sprinkle
like that.
Me.
Timer. 40 wider. Sprinkle Me.
Yes.
Yeah, play a little bit of Sprinkle Me.
Yes.
Okay, but that's the Bay Area. That's Northern California.
Oh.
Would you say like L.A.?
What would I say would be like L.A.? Something Snoop.
Snoop? Gin and Juice?
I think so.
Walking down the street. Yeah. Smoking. Play me a little bit of... Hold on, Fruit. Play me a little bit of Gin and Juice, please.
So turn off the lights and close the door. But what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Okay, go ahead.
When I met you last night, baby.
You know what song she talking about, Cam.
Before you open up your gap.
Bitches ain't shit.
Yes.
I had respect for your lady. But now I take it all back. Bitch. If you know why, nigga, homies they care. If you know why, nigga, homies they care. If you know why, nigga, homies they care. If you know why, nigga, homies they care.
You know the song she talking about. I don't even know if that was the right one, but whatever. You know what she's talking about. So, that being said, you are from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I am from New York City. I say that there's music that they may be hits, but they're so New York that sometimes when we're out and about, and you know you and I like to travel, only really New York City people get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, other people might get it, but they don't get it the way we get it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm calling this podcast the So New York Podcast. We're going to run down songs that we feel like are so New York that it's just, when you hear it, you kind of smell New York, you kind of feel New York. Everything is so New York. Don't stop looking at my list, Nosy. I see you.
I'm not.
There you was.
I'm not.
Trying to sneak a peek at my list. You want to start?
You can start.
You want me to start?
You going to say one?
Yeah, I'm going to start at my number 10.
You say one, I say one.
Okay. My number 10 on my list of records that are so New York, and I only wrote 10 of them, my number 10 is New York State of Mind by Nas.
I agree.
That joint right there off the Illmatic.
I agree.
Off Illmatic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. New York State of Mind. That record hard. And if you play that record anywhere else,
I agree.
And me and you in the building, me and you start going crazy, and everybody else is looking at us like we stupid, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because that record is off Illmatic. New York State of Mind is so fucking Queensbridge, dirt, garbage outside waiting for the garbage man, rats scurrying in between garbage bags, cats with their pants sagging, Tim's on, bubble jackets.
Yeah,
that shit is grimy, it's gritty, it's the streets. Can I get a little bit of New York State of Mind by Nas, please?
Information keeps large niggas erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Be having dreams that I'm a gangster.
Thank you. What you got, babe?
I'm gonna go with, and I didn't even write a list. I'm just going off.
All right, what you got?
I'm gonna go with Jay-Z.
Which Jay-Z?
Can't Knock the Hustle.
Because you can't knock the hustle. Yeah. I'm taking out this
and Mary J. Blige.
Can't Knock the Hustle. Yeah. Stupid. That top game, yelling at the sunroof.
Yes.
Your worst fears concern. Me and my crew, we tight like. Yeah, that shit hard.
Yes.
Yeah. That shit is definitely Brooklyn.
Yes.
That's, you know what that sound like? That sound like summertime, Flatbush Avenue, windows down, Lexus, gold Lexus with gold BBMs, and you just pumping the shit out of that.
You
are. Right there.
And that, or just cruising down the highway late at night.
Going across, like the Cross Bronx Expressway or something. Yeah, that's it. Can't Knock the Hustle. Cam, give me a little bit of Can't Knock the Hustle.
Damn. Out of state where I drop my sling. I'm deep in the south, kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, right, you better learn.
We back on the So New York Podcast. Me and my wife, Fruita, here. You were right about Can't Knock the Hustle.
Yeah.
That shit is. I'm going to give you another one, babe. This shit is so fucking New York, babe, that you're not even going to. I had to look up who made it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you who made it first, and you tell me if you know the song I'm talking about.
Okay.
The group was called In Essence.
Yes.
What am I talking about?
You would never find another lover. You would never find another lover like.
That's it.
You would never find another love to
that
make
shit
you
go. New York. That shit New York?
Yeah.
I'm going to white plane. Me and my boys, we ride in the train.
I saw you. Oh, you were
of the kind of guys that you like.
No, you hurt me. Yes.
That record went on in New York so fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. But anywhere else, they looking at us like we crazy. They know the Mobb Deep Havoc produced beat, the Quiet Storm beat. But that song, they don't know that song the way New Yorkers know.
No.
Any borough, Long Island, Connecticut, Jersey, that song rings the fuck off.
Yeah.
No.
Agreed.
Yeah, that shit crazy right there. What you got, babe?
I guess I'm going to take it to your hometown.
What's that?
Run DMC, Peter Piper.
Yeah, Peter Piper. It's a hit.
Yeah.
It's a hit, but nobody understands Peter Piper.
No, no.
No, no. Mm-mm. You know, on my laptop is broken, but I still got the hard drive. On the hard drive, I have a copy of Run DMC live from the Apollo.
Ooh.
In like 1980 something.
I believe it.
And that's the one time Jay messed up. Mm-hmm. They doing Peter Piper.
Mm-hmm.
And the record kind of skips when Jay supposed to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then DMC said, I guess Jack is on Jay dick a little bit too
long.
Yeah. Yeah. Peter Piper is so New York.
Yeah.
That shit. Peter Piper picked peppers, but run, run, run.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about that is at Jay's funeral, the last thing Run said and D said together is that last line. When they said, and like all fairy tales, and you'll see Jay again, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last thing they said when they ended the funeral. Yeah. Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay, for sure. Play me a little bit of Peter Piper by Run DMC.
Let's do that.
Now Peter Piper pick peppers, but Run Rock
rhyme
Humpty
Dumpty
fell
down.
That's his art.
Time
Jackie
nimble,
what?
Nimble,
and he was
quick,
but Jam
Master
Mud
faster Jack's on Jay's dick.
Now little Bo Peep Cole lost her sheep. They don't fall down.
Welcome back to the So New York podcast. We're going over songs that me and my wife feel is just so New York that nobody gets it the way we get it. Like, y'all might like it, but you don't fucking feel it the way we feel it. And we just came off of Peter Piper. And what made Peter Piper so special, too, they say Hollis in Peter Piper. And a lot of people didn't even know what the fuck Hollis was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where Hollis Queens mm-hmm. was. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So is it my turn now?
I think so.
I think you came up with Peter Piper, right?
I did.
Okay. My next song that I'm saying is so New York, babe, is by the Mash Out Posse. And the song is called How About Some Hardcore by M.O.P.
Some Hardcore.
Yeah, we like it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
If that ain't New York right there,
yeah.
M.O.P., come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
M.O.P.
Yeah.
I could have put Annie up on
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh,
but everybody knows Annie up.
Yeah.
But how about some hardcore?
Mm-hmm.
It's like what any DJ in New York worth their metal,
mm-hmm.
when they're going into old school hardcore shit,
mm-hmm.
you have to play How About Some Hardcore by M.O.P.
You do.
You have to.
You do.
Think about all the great mm-hmm. New York DJs, Ted mm-hmm. Smooth, the world famous Brucey B.
Right.
Funk Fliggity.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. C. When they going into that set, they're mm-hmm. going to play How About Some Hardcore.
That's the one thing. Yeah, you coming through the door with that.
Yeah, because New York understands that. New York really gets that. At a good New York day party in the summer, How About Some Hardcore is going to get played.
Yeah.
No doubt. So, Cam, play me a little bit of How About Some Hardcore from M.O.P.
For the fellas on the corner, posted up 20 deep with your F on your hip, ready to flip whenever you empty your clip. Dip, trip your sidekick, you got skill. Your best bet is to chill and do yourself a favor. Don't come nowhere near the hill with that bullshit. Word, money, grip, it'll cost ya. Make a rim another Frank Nitty.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Welcome back again, y'all, to the So New York podcast. It's me and my wife, Fruit. We're going over records right now that are so fucking New York to us. We think every city has its own identity, and New York is one of them. And because mm-hmm. we're from New York, mm-hmm. we're going to run down songs that we feel are just so damn New York. What you got, baby?
So how about I'm going to go with who we just looked at the other night.
Who's that?
And it's going to be Road to Riches.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was going to put that on my list, but for some reason, I knew it was going to be on your list. I thought G-Rap too. Mm-hmm. G-Rap is one of the most underrated MCs out of any New York MC. When you say Kane and Rakim, the next person that should come out your mouth is G-Rap. But G-Rap didn't get critically acclaimed like they did. Road to the Riches is a New York record.
It is.
When I was finally a throne, when real life with the wrong one thing, I will find out
You do that good.
No witches.
You do that.
Name is Pucci Rap
on the Road to the Riches.
Yeah. Marley Marl did the beat. Oh my God. Woo.
Killer.
That's a killer New York record.
Man.
Yeah. 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 That is it. Can you play me a little bit of Road to the Riches by Pucci Rap, please, brother?
Money to make, to be a billionaire. We saw it work for years. Some nights I shed a tears while I was set a breeze. Been through hard times, even worked part time in a key food store, sweeping floors sometimes. I was sort of a quarter, taking the next man's orders, breaking my back with a shack for headquarters. All my manpower for $4 an hour. Took the time and wrote rhymes in the shower. Shoes are scuffed cause the road gets rough, but I'm a rocket cause my pockets ain't stuffed enough.
Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody who's just joining this podcast. It's called the So New York Podcast. We're going to run down through other cities. But right now, we're both from New York, North Side and South Side, respectively, of Queens. And we're running down records that to us are so New York that no matter where you are in this world, if New York people are there and you drop these records, they're going to lose their fucking mind. So my wife just came with Road to the Riches. I got something for you. I'm going to do some R&B right now. I'm going to do some R&B, baby. And I know you remember this record because I think it was on Funkmaster Flex album. I think either volume one or volume two by a young lady by the name of Yvette Michelle. I'm not feeling it.
Yes.
No matter what you do. Yeah, because you know why? Yvette Michelle, big up to her too. She lives here in Georgia. And remember I did the party. I did the comedy joint and she performed it in my comedy joint. And only motherfuckers from New York was feeling it, right? The rest, everybody else that was in there,
they didn't know it.
They had no idea what that record was. And that record rang the fuck off in New York. It really did. So big up to Yvette Michelle. She just had a couple of gigs with Mr. Cheeks and stuff like that. So they've been on the road a little bit. So big up to her.
Did she?
Yeah, yeah. Give me Cam, give me a little bit of I'm Not Feeling You by Yvette Michelle. Appreciate that. What you got, babe? So New York, baby. So New York. That's what we doing. What's up? Music.
Let me think. I'm going to go back to Run DMC.
Okay.
Just because I love, you know, I just love
All right, Run what DMC. You got?
And I'm going to do, no. Sorry. Let's.
You don't want to do Run DMC? What you want to do, babe? Come on now. So New York, just like So New York.
I'm going to do LL Cool J this time.
Which one?
Rock the Bells.
Rock the Bells is definitely a New York City classic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Rock the Bells.
Some girls like to jam and some girls don't. Because I make a lot of money and your boyfriend don't. LL going to sell. Going to
rock the bells.
All you washed up rappers want to do as well.
Rock the bells. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what's really bold about LL and Rock the Bells, and this is another reason why it's so New York. Not just the bragging, but the nigga said, "Do you like Michael Jackson?"
Yeah.
At the height of Michael Jackson's popularity,
yeah,
LL was a new Jack.
Yeah,
he said in the record, "The bells are circulating like the blood in your vein. Why, girlies on the tip?
LL's your name,
a creator.
Good,
Cool J.
Good.
You bring the woodpecker, I'll bring the wood." Right? He said in this song, you hated Michael and Prince all the way ever since. If the beats were made of meat, then they would have to be minced. Rock the bells.
He sure did.
He said, I'm not a virgin, so you know I'll make Madonna scream. He went over top dogs.
He's letting you know.
And he was new.
He's letting you know.
That's New York braggadocious right there. That's bravado and everything. Mm-hmm. Give me a little bit of Rock the Bells by LL Cool J, brother. I appreciate it.
Yarr.
Gotta understand that's a New York term. Fuck is you talking about? It's all one word in New York. Fuck is you talking about?
Right.
That's one word. That's New York shit. In New York, the way Philly got joined, nigga. In New York, nigga. Anything and everything could be a nigga in New York. You come home from work and your dog is sitting on the couch. The dog know he ain't supposed to be on the couch. But the dog is on the couch. What do you say?
Nigga.
I know this nigga ain't sitting on my couch.
I just said it today.
You did? See? My dog. Sit down, nigga. It's 8:30. You only got a 20-minute drive to your job. It's cold as fuck outside. You go to start your car. Your car won't start. Right. You lift that hood up and you go, I know this nigga ain't going to not start on me this morning. Right? White boys, we out in the middle of the winter and we see a white boy with no shirt on a skateboard coming down the street. What do we say, Fruit? Look at this dumb nigga over here. That's some New York shit. Okay, so is it my turn now?
I think so.
Yeah, because you did LL Cool J. Okay, I'm going to take you back on one, babe. This record is so New York. It's by Smooth the Hustler and Trigger the Gambler. It's called Broken Language.
Okay.
The whole hitter, the soul sitter, the da 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 da. And it was just like they were saying who they was. It was called Broken Language. Mm-hmm. Oh, that record was so hard in New York. Trigger the Gambler, Smooth the Hustler, both from Brooklyn. That record never went off nationally, but in New York, that's a classic record right there. So play me a little bit of Broken Language from Smooth the Hustler featuring Trigger the Gambler.
The gun reacher, bustin' shot teacher, your funeral servant church preacher, your black hearse coffin seeker, the body polluter, the gat shooter, the Brownville white Brooklyn trooper, the cop D mountain mover, the face basher, the Mr. Brain smasher, the ass waxer, the drunk money,
the money stasher, gun blast and razor slasher, the human asthma, breath taker, body dump waster, the glock cocker, the block locker, the rock chopper, the shot popper, the jock cock blocker, the face splitter, human disgrace getter, the lady shitter, phone joneser, sneak over, fuck your babysitter, the chronic smoking.
Appreciate it, Cam. What you got, baby? It's your turn.
I'm gonna say Mary J. Blige. The What's the 411 remix album?
Mm-hmm.
Love No Limit.
Love No Limit, yeah. See, she got to get some R&B in there. You know she love her some Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say the whole album if you play with me.
Yeah, man, my wife loves some Mary J. Blige. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I love No Limit joint hard, man. It is, yeah. That shit was hard. Mary's shit just be hard, too.
Yes.
And Mary's a New Yorker, too, so big up to Mary J. Blige all the time. My wife love you. You know that. She done told you in your face many times.
Many times.
Absolutely. So let's get that remix, right? The one on the What's the 411 remix album.
The remix album.
Yeah, give me that Love No Limit. Give me that joint right there. And it's my turn to pick a song that I think is so New York. My man had success with this song. He's a good friend of our families. We've known him for a long time. But people kind of gravitated towards it But they really like the T-Pain record that he mm-hmm. did better. Mm-hmm. But we love High Hater by Mano.
Oh, yes. High Mano. That's my Mano. Boy.
Hustle, Hawk, Stack. Major. High Hater. Yeah. He was running around with the High Hater t-shirts all, remember?
Yeah.
He had another song that I think Swizz did. And, tell me, what do you see when you looking at me? Oh, him and T-Pain. That's the one that, mm-hmm. that went crazier than High Hater. But in New York City, High Hater is that joint, man.
High Hater
is a motherfucking monster. That is so New York. Mano so fucking Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. The shit is just... When he came out with that, he shook New York the fuck up.
Yeah.
With High Hater. Because a lot of people didn't think Mano could do it. And when he came home from prison... I was the first one to ever put him on major radio. I mm-hmm. put him on Power 105 in the afternoon mm-hmm. with me. He had joints, but nobody thought that he would rock that High Hater. When that shit came out,
yeah,
so New York. Mm-hmm. Even to this day, I don't care. You go to Cleveland or something, they play High Hater, we all be, oh, and then Cleveland be like, what the hell is that?
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So New York. What you got, babe?
I think I'll stay with the friend category. And I'm going to go with Busta and Swizz, New York shit.
Oh, fuck, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad.
Yes.
I'm on my New York shit.
Yeah.
To the back of my New York shit.
Ooh, yeah.
Yankee and Mets on my New York shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knicks and Nets on my New York mm-hmm. shit. Dun, dun. You know who did that beat?
Ooh.
DJ Scratch.
That shit is hard body. Yeah.
You from New York, stand the fuck up right now.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Come on, some New York shit. Mm-hmm. Racing in my mouth for some New York shit.
Yes.
Three trains on the New York shit. Bus to the train on my New York shit. Oh my God.
Yeah,
right, man. You got one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, New York shit, Busta and Swizz Beatz, produced by DJ Scratch. Play that for me, Cam. Play that for me.
Train on my New York shit, burning in the club on my New York shit, raising my mouth on my New York shit. I'm on my New York shit. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band stack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York shit. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks.
Come on, son.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Walmart. There's a whole collection of black lead products that fit into your daily routine and your daily lifestyle. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a black lead brand, we make room for or create demand for another black lead brand. So go to walmart.com, black and unlimited, to discover all the amazing black owned products you can add to your daily routine. Here are some of them. Natural Vert Granola, Scotch Porter Beard Balm, and the Dew Hair Care. So make sure that when you go to Walmart that you check out these products or go to walmart.com, black and unlimited, to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Brought to you by Walmart. Toyota is doing big things, helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. This podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. We get to find out what happened after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lemonnier from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khaled El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harrod from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for a Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You'll know the real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to the thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust the feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You could talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, son.
Back with Ed Lover and Fruit. This is the So New York podcast. We just running down songs that to us are so New York. We're both from New York City. I was born in the Bronx. I was born in Brooklyn. My wife was born in the Bronx. She moved to South Side, Jamaica, Queens. Mm-hmm. We moved to North Side, Jamaica, Queens. Mm-hmm. And here we are as a married couple 20-some-odd years later, right? And South Side and North Side didn't fuck with each other.
Nope, not at all.
Not at all. I was surprised I bagged her. Mm-hmm. Courty ass Northside nigga. I know what you was thinking. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Look at you now. Look at you now.
Okay, so you just picked a crazy So New York record.
Yep.
If y'all just joined us, you missed it. She picked Busta Rhymes, Swizz Beatz, produced by the one and only DJ Scratch.
New York shit.
That record fucking hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's my turn now to pick one, right?
It is.
Okay, I'm going to go to the world of reggae music.
Yes.
And when I say this, it ain't nobody that you thought that I would say.
Okay.
But I know this record is fucking New York to the heart. And I'm going to say, life is what you make it. So darling, my dear, try to make it. Yes. I know that.
Yes.
Ragamuffin, I'm looking in the ragamuffin. Woo!
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, that's it. You know who made that record?
Who?
Frighty and Colonel Mike.
Oh.
Frighty and Colonel Mike, yeah. Life is what you make.
It's crazy.
That record is so new. That's New York, Eastern Parkway. Mm-hmm. That's going to the Patty Shop, New York. That's Flatbush, New York. That's Jamaican Party, New York. That's Skating Rink in the 90s, New York. That's the Q Club, New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's reggae. And where we from, reggae music and dance hall music is a part of our lives, a major part.
They mix like.
Yeah, they go together like hip hop and
R&B. They do.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
They do, for real. Okay, it's your turn, babe.
I am going to go with DMX.
Which DMX?
Rough Rider.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell
yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Drop. Yes.
Shut him down. Open up shop.
Woo. Oh. Oh. Yep.
Oh. That's Rough Rider's Road. Yeah.
Yep. I'm going with that.
Two to the head. Mm-hmm. Now that nigga is dead. That's just crazy right there, man. Mind your business, lady.
Right.
X was a god, man.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, X was a straight New York nigga.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, we don't differentiate niggas that's born in the five boroughs or our niggas from Yonkers, Mount Vernon, mm-hmm. any of them. White mm-hmm. Plains, it don't matter. New York niggas is New York niggas. The same way we love the Griselda family, because them are some Buffalo, New York, wild-ass mm-hmm. niggas. Benny the Butcher, all of them. We love them. The Machine, we love them niggas. The New York niggas is New York niggas. Mm-hmm. When you look at the video for Rough Riders Anthem, DMX has on shorts, no shirt, mm-hmm. tattoo of a fucking pit bull on his back.
Mm-hmm. He do.
Is that not New York?
He do.
Tim's, play me a little bit of Rough Riders mm-hmm. Anthem. That's that shit right there.
Something new.
I'm going to go with an old school record, and this is the reason why I picked this record. The reason why I picked this record is because the majority of people mm-hmm. in the United States know Bismarck for Just a Friend. New York knows Bismarck for Make the Fucking Music with Your Mouth Bitch. That's a New York record. Bismarck and T.J. Swan, make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Yes.
Make the music with your mouth, bitch. And that beat that Molly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't that make you think yeah. about doing a WAP and shit, dude? That. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit just smells like Albee Square Mall, yeah. don't it? Will you hear that? Don't it take you somewhere? Don't it take you yeah. like the Queensbridge Project?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make the Music with Your Mouth by Bismarcky is definitely a New York record. Top to bottom, the beat is heavy. The heavy 808 that Marley put underneath that beat. Marley has created some of the greatest New York records, too.
He has.
He's one of them.
He
yeah.
has.
And he don't he get has. Talked about in the annals of dope-ass hip-hop mm-mm. producers, but he should be. Mm-mm. So let's play a little bit of Make the Music with Your Mouth, Biz, by Biz Markie. That's a definitely an all-so New York record.
I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Biz Markie, and I'm the human orchestra called Biz Markie. Making music orally is my specialty. When I go, I want you. Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics. They wanna recite them. I know you're in the mood. Just go with the flow, and I can play rapping records and all disco, like Beat It, Billy Jean, but Michael Jackson, all the trenches to your ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me.
What you got, babe?
I'm gonna go with Foxy Brown.
Which one?
I think it's I'll Be.
Is the it one with Jay-Z on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know what? You can go on Foxy Brown with I'll Be. I'll give an honorable mention to do. Critically acclaimed rap bitch in the game.
Yes. Both of them shits.
Right there.
You
son.
See how we said both?
Both.
That's how New York people, we don't say the TH. We no. say the F. It's both.
Both of them motherfuckers.
Both shit, of them shits.
What the fuck is you talking about? Both of them shits.
Both of them.
I don't know if I got that. Fuck is you talking about?
Exactly. Exactly.
This shit over, son.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Play both of them shits, Cam.
Both of them.
Stop yeah. fucking around, son.
With a pop, brace yourself as I ride on top. Close your eyes as you ride, right out your socks. Dunno, lose his mind as he grind in the tunnel. Wanna give me the cash he made off his last bundle. Nasty girl, won't pass me the world. I push the beat, not the backseat girl. Don't be broke, the see no, she floats. Know that she wrote and keeps the heat close. Firm nigga.
Oh,
Christian Dior poster girl, Moroccan Tim's bitch, and a Gucci loafer girl. Niggas say I'm too pretty to spit rhymes gritty. Fuck y'all thought, be dancing around in suits like a...
Yo, Cam, we appreciate you, man.
Love you, Cam.
It's a So New York podcast. My wife and I was just riding, babe. I swear I was thinking, I heard some music on the radio. I'm not even going to tell you what it was. And I was like, God damn, that's a So New York record. So New York.
Right.
And I said, yo, me and my wife, we got to sit down. Me and Fruit got to sit down and talk about this shit on the podcast. This is great podcast fodder. Right. Like, we could sit here and rehash fucking Diddy again. We don't feel like doing that. We want to feel good this week. So we're going to play some So New York music. Records that we feel it might have rang off in other cities, but it didn't ring the way it rang in New York.
Right.
And Philly got shit like that. Rock the Mic, you know, Freeway and Beanie. Them records rang off. But you play that shit in Philly, that's a whole different ballgame. It's like playing I Used to Pray for Times Like This, The Rhyme Like This by Meek. That shit rang off. But play that motherfucker in Philly, whole different ballgame. Know what I mean? So it's my turn. Fruit, you just came with a double blast of Foxy Brown joints. Shits was hard, too, son. Shits was hard. So I'm going to go. I just came off Biz Markie, my last choice. I'm going to go with another one that I think is So New York, and people probably forget about this record. I'm going to go with Joski Love with the Pee Wee Dance. I'm going to go with that record right there.
Yeah.
Because when that record came out, all the New York was Check it out, party people, because the party is burning. Yes. A new dance I know you've been learning. This is for all y'all people concerning a brand new dance called the Pee Wee Herman. Just move your legs to the front. And if you can't understand, you go, huh? What? Yeah, that shit was hard. That shit was hard, man. Yeah, I remember when that record came out, Joski Love and Sweet T were dating each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they used to come around our way all the time in Queens, yeah. Big up to Joski Love, wherever you are, brother. I would love to get him on a podcast just to see what life has been doing for him. You know, did he stay in the music business? Did he move out of music business?
Right.
Saw it was crazy. I don't know if you saw it because we talk in New York right now. Did you see when the cop shot the guy on the subway?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
It's a conductor?
No.
Not Miss Master, Doc Ice from UTFO.
Wow.
So that shows you. People go off and they've been working for the MTA for over 20 years.
God bless.
God bless Doc Ice, man. Yeah, from UTFO. That was a New York record, too, but I got that on my list. Now I think it's your turn because I just picked.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I just picked Joski Love.
Okay. God rest his soul. I'm going to go with my man, Big Pun. Ooh, Puerto Rico. You still made it to the top. And then you stop.
We always
We still made it to the top.
I was on a float. Puerto Rican Day Parade. Fat Joe, Pun, Terror Squad, Tony Sunshine, and Pun fucking, they pulled us off the parade route because of that record.
Wow.
Because Pun was performing that record and the Puerto Ricans broke the fucking barricades down. I swear, baby, they took us off the parade route. They said we was a hazard to the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
a
crazy moment in my life. And you just made me remember that.
You see that?
And I had that on my honorable mention list. Do you believe that we've done 10 records apiece already?
Yeah. Because we love music.
Yeah.
You just happened to marry somebody that loves music.
Yeah, I did. I'm happy about that. Now, another one I got before I get to my honorable mentions, and of course you got another one too. I'm going to say a dude that went on to really make his name on Love & Hip Hop, and now he's the host of Cheetahs, Deja Vu, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
100%.
New York to the heart. We got love for all, right? Brooklyn niggas
yes,
are crazy.
Yes,
and
yes.
Niggas, it's all the
yes.
same. Niggas on the Queens got shit on lock. Strapped with the guy running up in your spot. But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby.
We gets down, baby.
For the crown, baby.
That record rang off so hard in New York. You know they had to do different versions for
it
different
did.
Cities?
I know.
Yeah, they kept their same rhymes, but when they got to the part, you know, it would be like, if it wasn't for Philly, this rap, like they had to do that because other stations didn't want to play the record because wow. it was so fucking New York. The problem that they had, that record rang off so hard and it came out and it grew mm-hmm. so fast, they didn't have an album ready. Mm-hmm. So it took like another 2 years before the album even came out. And by that time, the wave had kind of went mm-hmm. away. But that's a so fucking New York record. Mm-hmm. Deja Vu, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Crazy crazy good record. What else you got, babe?
Okay. I'm going to say my man. I know he's going a little hard right now, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't know if it's him by himself or is it the whole group. It could be G-Unit. Wangsta?
I think that's a 50 record.
It's a 50 record?
But it's still crazy record, though.
Yes.
Still crazy record.
What up, God? Yeah. What up, Blood?
No, that's what up gangster you talking
oh,
about.
Oh, what up gangster,
yeah,
yes.
Somebody, they say you a wangster, but you never pop. No,
I want what up gangster.
You want what up gangster, yeah.
G-Unit.
Whoa, we in here. Whoa, we can get the drama popping. We don't, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's going down.
When I'm around. 50 Cent, you know how I get down.
What up, Blood? What up, cuz? What up, Blood?
What up, gangsta?
They say I walk around like I got an S on my chest.
That's my shit.
Send me auto with a vest on my chest. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, fans. Yeah, that whole fucking album, really. But that record, What Up Gangsta, is so fucking New York. It's so New York. I thought In the Club was a banger till I heard
that. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else 50 had? Mm-hmm. Yeah, honorable mention on this one. I let my watch talk to me. My chain talk
yes.
to me.
What up, homie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Sir. Give me some What Up Gangsta, Cam. Mm.
Battery acid. This flow's been mastered. The ice I flash, it chooks me. I had your mama picking out your casket, bastard. I'm on the next level, bright link, baguette bezel, Benz pedal to the metal, hotter than the tea kettle, Blood. What up, cuz? What up, Blood? What up, gangsta? What up, Blood? What up, cuz? What up, Blood? What up, gangsta? We don't play that. G-Unit. We don't play that. I sit back.
Babe, so far, it's a dope-ass list. So
you're all right.
I got some honorable mentions, though.
I got something, too.
You got some honorable mentions?
I think so.
All right, what you got, babe?
I just went. You got to go first.
It's my turn again?
Yeah.
All right. So, since it's my turn again, I'm going to tell you what I got in my honorable mentions, okay? Because I wrote these shits down. In my honorable mentions, I have a song from the early 90s that is fucking New York.
Mm-hmm.
And probably most of y'all listening right now, unless you like house music, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Devotion from Tin City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Someone by your side. Tin City. Devotion.
Yeah. New York and it's going to be hard. Chicago, big up Chicago. We know y'all know that. But Devotion is a New York
it
record.
Is.
That's
it
a
is.
New York record for sure. Give me a little bit of Devotion by Tin City, Cam. Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, babe.
Well, I have to put her on here because I didn't say it, and I know that she should be on here. My girl, Lil' Kim.
Which Lil' Kim?
Shoot. I got a couple of them. But I'll do, what's the one you were in the video?
Oh, Crush on You.
I'll do Crush on
Crush
You.
Crush on You. Yeah, that's a hard New York
Even record. Though I wanted to say
I don't know the name of
Queen
it.
Bitch.
That's the one I was going to say.
Queen Bitch. Yes. Yeah.
That Queen Bitch. Disease Free Bitch. Yeah.
Yes.
Crush on You. It's Queen Bitch. Queen Bitch was.
Yeah, it's Queen Bitch.
Yeah, you came through with that one, Fruit. Mm-hmm. That one right mm-hmm. there is nice. That one right there is nice. Give me a little bit of Queen Bitch by Lil' Kim. That shit. Mm-hmm.
If Peter Piper pecked him, I bet you Biggie bust him. He probably tried to fuck him. I told him not to trust him. Lyrically, I dust him. Off like Fletch. Hit hard like sledgehammers. Bitch with that platinum grammar. I am a diamond cluster hustler. Queen Bitch, supreme bitch. Kill a nigga for my nigga by any means, bitch. Murder scene, bitch. Clean bitch. Disease free, bitch. Check it.
All right, I'm gonna do, cause I had 100% by Big Pun and Tony Sunshine on my honorable mentions list. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna give one more, and you give one more. So you just gave me Queen Bitch because we just going to throw Crush on You out the window. Because Crush on You was a hit all over the place.
Yeah. Queen Bitch.
Queen Bitch was a New York record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Crazy. My final record, because we ain't got a whole bunch of time, that I know is a New York record. Okay. Y'all probably love Lottie Dottie. You love the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Am I right? Yes. To the Mecca Audio Crew, mm-hmm. enough respect. Yeah, that record mm-hmm. hard. That's mm-hmm. some uptown New York crazy fucking shit right there. Mm-hmm. Ayo, all right, by Dougie Fresh. Definitely.
All right.
It's an honorable mention for me. Come on, baby.
Oh, I have to do another one?
We got honorable mention, then we're going to say goodbye.
Oh, honorable mention. I am going to do. I'm going to do one that I don't think nobody even going to think of because he's in a total different realm right now.
Who's that?
I liked it, though. I'm going to say Joe Budden. Pump It Up.
Hell fucking yeah.
That shit was
pump,
crazy.
Pump,
yeah, that shit record was hard.
Just Blaze.
Yeah.
Pump It Up. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. Pump It Up.
We can't make it up. We with the damn nigga on. Hell yeah. Listen, honey, you fine, but your girlfriend's not.
Yes.
And that record was so hard, JC jumped on that fucking record. Remember?
That record was hard body.
That record was fucking Just Blaze, one of your greatest ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Pump It Up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Pump It Up. Yeah, fuck that, son.
And anything Wu-Tang.
Anything Dipset, too.
And anything Dipset.
Anything Dipset.
Okay. Anything Wu.
Since
yes, anything. Yes, anything Dipset and anything Wu-Tang.
So
and anything the Locks.
Yeah, anything Wild Out or Wild Out.
Yes. The Locks is gonna make you have a seizure.
Yeah, anything by the Locks, yo.
So
you know what? I want to shout out anybody born and raised in New York that doesn't live in New York anymore.
Yeah.
Y'all can hit me up at edloverexperience@gmail.com. Yeah. Hit me and send me some your records that
Somebody
you
ideas.
That are so New York mm-hmm. records. We're going to do this again. We're going to do mm-hmm. this definitely with another city. And if we do this with another city, I'm going to try to get an artist on from that city.
That'd be dope.
Like if we do So Houston, then I would probably want to talk to like Mike Jones, Slim Thug, Bun B. You know, cats like that, because they can give us a better insight into some of them records that probably rang off there
that we don't even heard. Yeah, you never even heard.
You know, like why these artists are so mm-hmm. important. It's one thing that I will say about Texas hip hop. You can be hot in Texas and make fucking $10 million and your record never leaves out of Texas.
That's true.
That's how much they support and love each other.
Yeah.
So y'all, man, thanks for listening. This was the Soul New York podcast with me.
And Fruit.
We in the building. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about your ass next week. Don't forget, hit me up at edloveexperience@gmail.com. Let me know if you feel like there's records that we could have added, should have added.
Yeah.
Records that are so New York to you. And we'll talk at y'all next week. And as usual, come on, son.
Come on, son.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Till next week, y'all. Peace.
Come on, son. This episode of Come On Son, the podcast, is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Come on, son.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.